95.7 The Wolf, the station of the Rock and Blues Nation.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Killer Tunes. I'm your host, Ross Nielsen. This is our first show. I am excited. I'm broadcasting to you from The Wolf, 95.7 FM, right here in Fredericton. This first tune for our first show is special to me. It is called No Speak, No Slave. It is off one of my Desert Island albums, Southern Harmony Musical Companion, and it is by The Black Crowes.
Oh, taking it to the floor. You're running into people. You're acting like a Porsche. You're sitting in a Beetle. You're packing in your passages and wallowing, swallowing, and everybody's skepticism. Now you always want more, but you never want to pay. You think you want something, but in fact you're running away.
Was Anders Osborne with On the Road to Charlie Parker from a killer album called American Patchwork. Please check that album out. Okay, we're moving into a band from Montreal now. I think they're via Long Island. This is the Bar Brothers. You know, I got to tell you this little story about my Bar Brothers discovery. A long time ago, my buddy Steve Mariner says, "Hey man, check this band out." I checked them out. I thought they were good. Didn't really float my boat. I moved on. Fast forward to earlier this year, my buddy Adam Bowie, a local reporter, made me a mix CD, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, a mix CD. Who does that anymore? Adam Bowie. On the CD is a bunch of bands I've never heard of, a bunch of tunes I've never heard before. It was great. I loved it. What a great way to discover new music. But he didn't give me the band names or the track titles. So sometimes I'd be like, you know, playing a tune, I'd call him and I'd hold the phone and I'm like, "Who is this?" Anyway, one of those songs was a little bit different from my palette, and I didn't know if I liked it first few listens. Fast forward to a couple more listens, I love this song. But I hadn't gotten around to discovering who it was yet. Anyway, fast forward again. It's a lot of fast forwarding. We're jumping time, ladies and gentlemen. Anyhow, I was driving to the Miramichi to play a gig, and I'm throwing the old iPod. I see on my iPod the Bar Brothers, and I think, that's weird, I don't remember putting them on there. Maybe I was drunk. Anyhow, I decided to listen to it. My iPod was on shuffle mode, which drives me nuts. So once I get that sorted out, I go back to the start of the album, and I'm playing, you know, the track one, and it's like this atmospheric piece with strings and weirdness, and it kicks into this tune, and it's the tune from the album Bowie gave me, the mix CD. Blew my mind. Turns out to be the Bar Brothers. The album's called Sleeping Operator. It is fantastic, people. You know what? I feel like I'm going to need one of those beep buttons for every time I almost cuss. I'm not going to cuss on air, people. I'm not going to do it. Anyhow, This is an album off of Sleeping Operator. It is so good. This song is called Half Crazy. I can relate. Can you?
Thank you.
What a tune. I love that song. Okay, so we got to get into some Fredericton content right here. You know, I'm not playing this because I didn't play the last tune because they're Canadian. I'm not playing this song because he's from Fredericton. I'm playing all this stuff because they're killer tunes, people. That's what the show's called. That's all I'm playing. Fortunately, I get to decide what a killer tune is. So if you don't like it, too bad. You can get at me on the old Twitter machine at Ross Nielsen and complain or tell your friends or say thanks or tell me off. I don't care. Just come and say hi or whatever. Local hero, Keith Hallett, one of the most badass guitar players, singers out there right now doing it, blues and roots. Amazing songwriter as well. He just released an album called Hell West and Crooked. I was at the CD release at the Wilson Room downtown Fredericton. It was phenomenal. Went with my brother. Had a good time. Maybe too good of a time afterwards. Anyhow, the album is killer. It's just, he recorded it in Halifax with Chuck Bucket. It's so good. Nominated in my mind for all the blues awards everywhere. I'm going to play the title track. This is called Hell West and Crooked. My man, Keith Hallett. Rip it.
I'm gonna change my way tomorrow. I'm gonna straighten out right away someday. There's a whole lot of things need changing. My whole life needs rearranging. I'm gonna take myself in hand tomorrow. 'Cause the game has gotten too rough. I can't take one more day. I just think tough enough to resist it. No, no. You see my right, the longer I stay, more confused I become. I got the right things said, maybe got the wrong things done. I got to change my way, do it tomorrow. I straighten out right away, some old day. Whole lot of things need changing. My whole life needs rearranging. I'm gonna take myself in hand tomorrow.
That tune, that is the one and only, my hero, my main man, Morgan Davis. I love that guy so much. I've said it a gazillion times. I don't even think I would have done all the music stuff I did and am doing if it wasn't for his influence. He's just the man. He's so cool. That tune, Tomorrow, is a song that always hit me. That version is off of Painkiller, which is a Juno Award-winning album, of course. I was in Saskatoon recently, and my good buddy Raul Beneja is doing this amazing play called Life, Death, and the Blues. And I was talking to Raul in Fredericton. I said, I'll be in Stoon. I'm excited. I'm going to come see the play finally. And he's like, man, we have a guest every night of the play. You got to come and be a guest. And I was like, of course, I want to do that. How cool would that be? So it's at the Persephone Theater in Saskatoon, which is this awesome, beautiful place in their arts building. So I go, and the whole premise is Raul wants you to do one of your tunes and a tune from a blues legend. I immediately think, I'm doing a Morgan Davis tune. So I pick Tomorrow because it's a song I love. I love the sentiment. It's just everything about it is great. And Raul was totally stoked because he's also a Morgan fan. You know, who isn't? If you're not, you better be. Get to it. So I do this tune, rehearsal goes well, there's a smoking band, I watch the play is wonderful, everything about it was great, social commentary, blues history is just awesomeness, and, I'm sitting in the second act, I'm sitting in my seat, and in my mind I'm going over the lyrics to Tomorrow, and I'm panicking because all I can remember is one verse in the chorus. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to blow this. And right up until the time, I think, well, I'll just sing the same verse over and over again. And right up until the time I go on stage, I'm still panicking. They call me up. I go up on stage. I put the guitar on. I get ready. And I'm still freaking out because I can't remember the words. And it's time to sing. I turn around to the mic and boom, all the words come to me. Where were those words when I was panicking beforehand? Anyway, I was grateful they came to me so I could honor my pal Morgan Davis. All right, coming up, we've got J.J. Gray tune off of an album called Orange Blossoms, another one of those albums that I heard and didn't get, and then a year later became so obsessed with, still obsessed with it. It's such a great record. This song, I think this song was the story of my life for maybe 1 or 2 years, and it's called Everything Good Is Bad, Baby.
Seem like everything good is bad, and everything bad is good. Seem like everything good is bad, and everything bad is good. Your love is like the sweet forbidden fruit in life. I'm another woman's man, you're another man's wife. We both know the difference between Lord right and wrong. Life is full of temptation, it's hard to be strong. Seems like everything good is bad, and everything bad is good. Seems like everything good is bad, and everything bad is good.
The Wolf.
We like you, and we're not afraid to say it. At Tim Hortons, we like you, so we want you to have steak. For breakfast. Oh yeah, that's right. Seasoned 100% Canadian beef on a savory biscuit with real aged cheddar cheese baked right in. We nestle a fluffy egg omelet in there, grill it for you, and you're on your way with a smile. It's the new Cheddar Biscuit Steak and Egg Breakfast Sandwich. And it's from Tim Hortons, where we like you.
No more ugly ties for me at Christmas.
And I don't have to stockpile another useless kitchen gadget.
All thanks to World Vision's gift catalog at worldvision.ca/gifts.
I'm Colin Mockery.
And I'm Deb McGrath. For 8 years, we've been going online to choose gifts like chickens and goats for children and families living in poverty. Gifts that provide food, income, and a hopeful future.
Deb and I traveled to the Congo, where we saw how World Vision is changing children's lives for the better.
So, you thought the ties were ugly?
Not too ugly to regift. For gifts that change lives,
go to worldvision.ca/gifts.
95.7 The Wolf, the station of the Rock and Blues Nation.
Yes, indeed. That was Jerry Garcia from his self-titled album, a tune called Deal. I love that song. I don't know if you knew this about me or not, but I'm a mega Grateful Dead head. And not too long ago, my brother and I, that's Dr. Scott Nielsen, for those of you who would like to know. He's a doctor of anthropology or something, very smart. Anyway, we went to Worcester, Mass. That's spelled Worcester, pronounced Worcester, Mass. Down there in the United States of America. We went to see the Dead & Co. at DCU Center and had our minds blown. So good. What a good show. So great to hear those tunes again. You know, the lineup is Oteil Burbidge on bass. Jeff Schimenti, I think his name is, on keys. Of course, the drums, Mickey Hart and Billy Kreutzmann from the Dead, and Bob Weir, one and only, on guitar as well. And then also on guitar and vocals, wait for it, John Mayer. That's right, John Mayer playing with Grateful Dead. Who saw that coming 10 years ago? Nobody, that's who. I somehow stumbled across John Mayer on the old Instagram, I think it was on my phone, the Instagram. Maybe you have that on your phone too. I don't know. Anyway, I discovered John Mayer on the Instagram there, and I started watching his account because I've always enjoyed his guitar playing. He's a killer guitar player. And I was checking his IG out because how the kids say Instagram. I was checking his IG out, and he had a bunch of like little 15-second clips of him ripping guitar. And a bunch of them were dead tunes, and this is a while ago, and I thought, what is going on? And they were so good. And then when all this 50th anniversary crap came out for the Dead, and they were announcing the guitar player, I was like, please be John Mayer, because he was just killing the Jerry stuff, man. And anyway, it wasn't. It was Trey Anastasio, which, you know, I get, and he did a great job. Great job, Trey. Good job, Trey. Way to go. Anyway, when that was happening, they announced the rumors of Mayer and Bob Weir touring together, and I thought, I called my brother. I called him up. I said, Dr. Nielsen, please. He said, speaking. And I said, listen, if that happens, if Mayer tours with the Dead, we got to go because he is just killing the Jerry stuff. So fast forward a few months, sure enough, they announced Dead and Company, this new incarnation of the Dead, is going to be in Worcester. And you know what? I got tickets. I called my brother. I said, you got to be in New Brunswick on the 9th or 10th of November so we can drive down and see this show. You know what? He pulled it off. He said, how much are tickets? I said, they're nothing. Nothing. He said, that's a good price. So he came down. We went to the show. Minds blown. Oh, my God. And, like, the room was full of old school deadheads. Looking around, everyone, jaw on the floor, just, like, stunned. It was so good. There was in the second set, there was, like, 20, 30 minutes of some of the best live jamming music that I've experienced in a long-ass time. Jeez, I hope I can say that on the radio. Anyway, in honor of that, I'm going to play some John Mayer because, you know what, it's my radio show and I can do that. And this is a killer tune. It's from the Trio album, a live album with Pino Palladino and Steve Jordan as the rhythm section. You know what, if you get those guys as your rhythm section, you're doing all right, people. So say what you want about Mayer. Say what you want. This is a killer tune off of a killer album. And this is called Who Did You Think I Was?
Who did you think I was? my way around. Get out my eyes, teardrops, I can't see my way around. Get out my life, woman, you don't love me no more.
One and only Dutch Mason, ladies and gentlemen, playing Get Out My Life, Woman, killer Alan Toussaint tune. And I played that because I wanted to play it in conjunction with the Garcia stuff and the Mayer stuff, because that tune was a staple in the Jerry Garcia live band show for a long time. And Toussaint died the day my brother and I went to see Dead & Company, and we wondered what they would play in tribute to the man, and they actually pulled that tune out. Mayer sang it, and it was a killer, killer version. And yeah, it was just a wonderful experience all around. And it's hard to beat Dutchie, and that's a killer version of that song that not many people get to hear. Coming up, we're going to move back to Fredericktown. This is a young man that has been blowing my mind lately. Great singer-songwriter, great guitar player, great stage presence, full of the pee and the vinegar, people. And I fell in love with this tune. This is, I believe, he stole the title and the thematic idea from Blind Willie McTell, if I'm not mistaken. And this is our Fredericton's own Josh Bravener, and this song is called Dark Was the Night.
Well, I lay in this forsaken building, reposed on a mattress full of pain. Well, my body lays in a cold world, while that good Lord is calling my name. Blinded I was,
as a young one. The light I see once again, the warmth of my father's homeland. I sent in my fear. Dark was the night, and cold was the ground. As I lay here asleep, not to be awoken by any sound, but by the light of heaven calling. Spread the news of Jesus. My job on earth here is done. I changed the lives of many, and for regrets I have not one. It was dark, the ground was cold, when the war of living was through, when my body no longer burns with pain, I can now be in heaven with you.
That's a creepy tune, banjos and everything. That's right. We play tunes with banjos in them. I ain't scared. It's a killer tune. I play it, banjos or not. Listen, that's a local dude, Josh Bradner. If you're in Fredericton, make sure you check him out. His live show is phenomenal. Speaking of live tunes, I'm on the Music Runs Through It website right now. Our friend Emma Chevery, who tirelessly promotes local stuff. And tonight at Ringo's Small Town, Walking Contradictions at Moco Kitchen. That's out of Mactaquac. Elliot Brood, early show at the Capitol, 9 o'clock. Late show at the Capitol, Town Heroes, Alert the Medic, and Big Fish at Dolan's Pub. Man, check it out. And check out her website, musicrunsthroughit.wordpress.com. You know, you might be wondering if I got shows coming up. I'm more or less retired for the winter. I'm taking time off touring. That was some alliteration, taking time off touring. And I just need to rest a little bit, you know, rest my brains. But I got some things going on here and there, so I'll keep you posted of that. One of those things right now is the Maple Blues Awards. I guess this committee in Toronto who deems what is and isn't bluesy and good have, for whatever reason, plugged me in the category of Best Acoustic Act this year. I'm pleasured to have the nomination, a lot of friends in the category and other categories as well. And you can go to mapleblues.ca and you can vote for those people and or me if you should so desire. And if you don't want to, that's cool too. No pressure either way. It's just a thing, man. Don't get all bent out of shape about it. You know what? We're nearing the end of the show. I got another tune left for you, and I want to thank you for hanging out with me for an hour. I appreciate it. And thanks to the Wolf 95.7 FM up here on Bishop Drive for letting me yammer at you for an hour. And you know what? We're going to endeavor to make this show better each week. So you can reach out to me on the Twitter machine at Ross Nielsen and let me know what you think. Or you could email me at rossnielsen@gmail.com or killertunes@gmail.com. And let me know what you think of the show. If you want something different, if you want more or less of something, I probably won't listen to you, but I appreciate hearing your thoughts. And if you just want to rant, that's fine too. I love a good rant. Bring it on, people. But be nice. Be nice, people. Listen, we're going to go out on a tune by one of my favorite band of all time, the Allman Brothers Band. And I believe it was just over a year ago they played their last notes as a band, or at least until they do a bazillion-dollar reunion in 5 years on their 50th. I think this was the last tune they played. I also believe it was the first tune they ever played. It's a McKinley Morganfield tune, a.k.a. Muddy Waters, and this is a wonderful reworking of his song, and this is called Trouble No More. Please enjoy this. Have a great week, and I'll see you very soon. Take care.
Home someday.
95.7 The Wolf, the station of the Rockin' Blues Nation.